We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The city council is considering a rare move to repeal a ban on gay conversion therapy.
WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz is joining us from City Hall. Mike, why does the council want to make this move?
Yeah, it's a real interesting sort of legal case here. Why it's happening is because the city is being sued by a conservative Christian group from Arizona. They're suing them over that gay conversion ban. And in the lawsuit, the goal of the group from Arizona, the conservative Christian group, is for the lawsuit to make it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the fear from pro-LGBTQ groups and civil rights groups is that the group from Arizona will use this lawsuit as a way to set a legal precedent across the country that would legalize conversion therapy all throughout the 50 states. So what the city council is doing is they're going to kill their own ban on conversion therapy and basically kill the lawsuit and stop that group, the conservative Christian group, from proceeding forward with their lawsuit with their stated goal of getting to the Supreme Court.
So if the repeal goes through, what happens to the lawsuit?
So the lawsuit would die. And why the city council feels comfortable in doing that is that this year, New York State passed a statewide law which bans gay conversion therapy throughout the state for anyone under the age of 18. That's not as strong as the city's law. The city's law had banned it completely for anyone of any age. But the feeling from pro-LGBTQ groups and from civil rights groups is that the state law is much stronger. Let's stick with the state law here across the state. And by killing the ban in just New York City, it kills the lawsuit.
Mike, on another note, the top Democratic presidential candidates debate tonight. You're hearing some talk at City Hall about Mayor de Blasio maybe getting out of the race?
Yeah, so it was an interesting moment at the press conferences. This is City Council Speaker Corey Johnson's press conference during the week. And I asked specifically, you know, the mayor had said that he would consider getting out of the presidential race if he doesn't make next month's debates in October. And I asked the city council speaker whether he was excited about the possibility of the mayor being back full time. And as I asked that question, the city council speaker begins to creep below the podium, acting like he was afraid to answer the question. Of course, then he goes on to answer that. Listen, you know, the mayor has been out of town in big incidents, particularly the blackout in Manhattan. It'll be a good thing that the mayor's full attention will be focused on New York City as opposed to his divided attention between running for president and running the biggest city in the country.
All right. Thank you, Mike. WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.